Now to a country with plenty of U.S. boots on the ground, Afghanistan. This week, Afghan President Hamid Karzai announced that he will abide by his country's constitution and not seek a third term in 2014. The political transition in Afghanistan coincides with NATO plans to hand over security duties to the Afghan government. Jockeying for position ahead of that key date is just starting in Afghanistan. One politician who wants to play a role is Sarwar Ahmadzai. Ahmadzai was a candidate for president in Afghanistan's disputed 2009 election. More recently, he's been living in San Francisco. He told us today that he's heading back to Afghanistan in the next few weeks to help launch a new political party there. He would not say, however, whether he wants his name on that group's ticket in 2014.
I think there are other capable personalities also in the group, but we will see. I think in the coming 3 years, we will find out who will be probably most acceptable to the Afghan people, and then we will choose that person.
So what does your party stand for? We don't know if you're going to run for president or not. As you said, it has not been decided, but what would be the thrust of any campaign?
Well, Lisa, as you know, Afghanistan, of course, security is the number one concern in that area. And, of course, a strong, central, capable, honest government is a first condition for bringing security and peace to the country. And also rule of law. There are still so many warlords, the drug mafia, and also corruption. Afghanistan is second in the world on the list of the top most corrupt countries after Somalia. And also economic development. If you see 85% of the people fighting with Taliban, there was a survey, that they are only fighting just for $200 to $300 a month because there's no jobs. So the economic development, corruptions, rule of law, security, of course, women rights and human rights are the platform that we'll be running on.
That's a hefty platform. I would imagine that's a number of pages in your campaign manifesto. The idea that you want to take on the drug mafia, institute a rule of law, take on corruption, get rid of cronyism and find jobs for people all seem like laudatory goals. How would you possibly do that? I mean, if we look at just a couple of those things, corruption, as rampant as it is serving a lot of people well, including in the government. The drug mafia, well, we still have a situation, don't we, in Afghanistan where there are a lot of people who can only make their living if they're growing crops that are eventually used for opium. How could you make a dent in either of those things?
There is no doubt it may not be easy in a short period of time, but I think Afghanistan is lucky and was lucky to have the support of the strongest nation in the world. Billions of dollars were poured into Afghanistan. There are so many institutions are being built or still there by the World Bank and IMF to help the Afghan government to tackle the corruptions in Afghanistan. And I think pretty soon you will see all those people who have committed crimes, who have violated the human rights, probably they will be brought to justice as they did in the Middle East and the other parts of the world.
What do you see as the role of America in the future of Afghanistan?
Well, Lisa, there is no doubt the U.S. is also suffering in its home from economic hardships. Afghanistan, two-thirds of our budget comes from the international donors in countries like the U.S.,
Which means you basically can't do without it.
Well, I don't think it would be possible in a short period of time unless we stand on our own feet, which will take time. And I think they also say we have billions of trillions of dollars of natural resources. But I think that's far from now, probably 20, 30 years. But I think the U.S. rule I see in Afghanistan in long term, I don't think so the U.S. troops will leave after 2014. I think there will still be about 20 to 25,000 troops because strategically Afghanistan is so important to the U.S. Majority of the nuclear armed countries are in that region, Russia, China, Pakistan, Iran is building it also, and also India. So I think strategically it's very important for the U.S. I don't think so I will see the U.S. is leaving, and I don't think so I will suggest the U.S. to leave completely from Afghanistan by 2014.
That's former Afghan presidential candidate Sarwar Ahmadzai. He was talking about the future of Afghanistan and the role of a new Afghan political party that he's planning to launch early next month.